Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! And welcome to the
Cinema Wars!
Fourth round of Cinema Wars. Thank you very much. All right, so this is the fourth round, and we're switching things up this week. Last Sunday was Super Bowl 50, and regardless of what you thought of the game, I really could care less because I don't sport. We can all agree that
sports ball
is the most ridiculous season to watch commercials. So we are going to talk about Super Bowl commercials, and since they're pretty short, we're going to do two categories tonight. Best Super Bowl 50 commercial and worst Super Bowl 50 commercial. So we're going to start with the best one. We have three contestants tonight, Lindsay, Brad, and Andy. Say what's up, boys.
I'm Lindsay.
And girl.
Hey. I'm Brad.
I'm Lindsay.
All right. That's confusing.
Oh, hey. Sorry, Brad.
Anyway, so we are going to do this the usual way. You want to tell me what your commercial is? And then we'll go back through and discuss it, and then you guys can argue, because that's the fun part. All right, so, Lindsay, what is your best commercial?
My best commercial is the Heinz Wiener Stampede.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
That's an interesting choice.
Okay.
Wiener.
Yes. That's the one I enjoyed the most.
Pete. All right, Brad, what's your best one?
Mine is the Doritos giving birth commercial.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Doritos birthing.
That was a good one.
Commercial. Okay. And Andy, who's your best?
The T-Mobile Steve Harvey ad is the best one.
I forgot about that one.
I don't remember that one.
I do.
I must have missed that one.
I do.
It was pretty great.
Oh, it was really funny.
Yeah. Just capitalizing on the Miss America.
We will.
Oh, is it like
get the details here in a second? Yeah. So, Lindsay, tell us about the Heinz Wiener Stampede.
Okay, Wiener Stampede. First of all, that title is hilarious.
it's a common problem among women.
Yes, we're all. What?
And men. What? And just really people.
I don't even know what you're trying to insinuate.
This is just description.
No,
let's get through it.
I'm just insinuating that we're all 5 years old.
Okay.
Oh,
which
yeah.
We are. We're college students.
Mostly
of course
Brad.
We are.
We are college students, therefore five.
All right. But yes, the title is hilarious. And I mean, it's got wiener dogs dressed up as hot dogs running in slow motion in a field toward people in ketchup and mustard costumes. Like, how does it get better than that? It's just so cute. It's just the right amount of quirky. Like, I don't know. I adored it, like, from the moment I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. It was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. All right, Brad, tell us about Doritos giving
birth. Let me tell you how you get better than wiener dogs running in slow motion. Though I'll admit
we're not debating yet, man.
Okay,
Just tell us about it.
All right. The Doritos giving birth commercial is there's a wife, a husband and wife, assumedly, in a hospital room, and the husband is eating Doritos because that's what you do, and he holds the Dorito above the pregnant belly of the wife, and the baby on the ultrasound tries to get it and does a little crunch, and then he pulls it back and the baby relaxes again, and then they do that for 3 or 4 times, and then he like throws the Dorito and
the baby throws it.
Does the wife throw
it?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Somebody threw it, and then the baby goes shooting out of her. Like, there's just suddenly no more baby on the ultrasound, and there's a very clear leaving shot.
Yes.
And just, there was a very – the best commercials for me are those that elicit reactions. The reaction was audible. The silent reaction was audible. You could smell the reaction in the room.
Everybody was silent, like, after they watched that?
It was like 2 seconds of silence, and then, oh!
Well, yeah, that was me. Can you imagine a child shooting out of you?
That was me. I was
no,
like,
I cannot, as a man, imagine a child coming out of me.
That's a weird ad.
It's
horrifying.
It is a weird ad.
It's weird,
but
it's great.
Let's hear from Andy and the T-Mobile. I think I know which one you're talking about, but let's get a refresher
here. Yeah, Brad doesn't know.
Yeah. So the ad opens. The ad opens up as a normal like Verizon commercial, and it's one you've probably seen before. It's the one that just the diagram with the balls all rolling into all rolling into the circles to show how many towers they have. But just out of nowhere, Steve Harvey comes to interrupt to apologize, and he has to apologize because T-Mobile has doubled their towers and LTE coverage from across the United States. And it was just, it was so clever to capitalize on the Miss Universe incident.
Debacle.
Scandal. It was
disaster.
That and to have taken a shot at Verizon, perfect comeback to have Steve Harvey do, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty Sprint, hardcore.
Sprint
pretty
also, all the kind of, real quick before we get started, I'm sorry, all the kind of phone company people are kind of taking advantage of that one Verizon commercial. Because, like, Sprint did one and two, and they were like, look, so this is what Verizon did, and then this is what actually is a thing.
yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I heard about that. All right.
All
so
of them kind of have one.
These are
like,
our best ones. For the record, my favorite was Coke Mini with the Hulk chasing
Ant-Man. Oh, with the Hulk
Ant-Man.
And Ant-Man. Yeah. Oh, it's
but
so good.
That's because I'm a nerd. So.
I'm surprised that no one mentioned the Kevin Hart one.
Oh, yeah. I love that one, too.
That was a good one.
I almost went with the Deadpool one or one of the trailers that premiered. But I thought that maybe was a little bit...
Movie promos are kind of like in their own category. So.
They don't really seem like... Value.
All right. So let's hear who's his first. Best. Who's his best?
Mine is best.
Wrong.
Mine is best.
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Are you?
All right.
Please.
Okay.
Are we just going to say starting words?
Bro, I have a beef to pick with yours.
Did you do that explicitly for the pun, or was that accidental?
What?
You have a beef?
Beef hot dog?
I would like her eliminated on grounds of bad puns.
We're going down this path. Okay. I have beef to pick with yours because mine did not start a controversy about abortion.
Wait, you mean that commercials, media is actually doing something to start conversations in this country? It's actually doing some good. It's promoting some sort of literacy, some sort of voting thing, some sort of discussion amongst Americans.
But
in a negative light. The worst thing in the world.
In a negative light, to be honest.
I am totally for conversation. That was not conversation what happened. People, like, ripped each other apart. There's a difference between polite conversation and just, like, you should stop talking.
A lot of people found that ad disturbing, too, to be honest.
Well, they found it disturbing. It made an impact.
It doesn't
necessarily mean it was a good impact. Like, okay, I don't agree with the whole controversy surrounding it because I think it was stupid because it's a commercial.
Yes, okay.
About
so we can all agree that it's a Doritos commercial. It's kind of a stupid controversy.
Yeah. I mean, the dude is eating Doritos while his wife is having an ultrasound. That's pretty stupid by itself.
Whoa, okay, yeah. All right.
But,
all right.
Really
Doritos are pretty
dudes.
Good, though.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, I don't... It put that commercial in such a negative light for a lot of people because it's shedded this whole
actually the word is just shed. You don't shedded. Shed is art. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Keep
going.
It started this conversation that just went very south because people are very, very strong in their opinions. And there was a saying way back when that there were three things you didn't talk about in polite society. It was politics, religion, and something else that I don't remember.
Are you about to say that football is polite society? Because I'm about to...
No. No, but I'm saying just like in general, people are very, very strongly opinionated about these things. So they're going to lash out when they think something's attacking what they believe. And I'm not saying that was what was wrong with the commercial. I'm just saying that the reaction that people had to it just put it in such a negative light that I can't watch that commercial now without thinking about... that controversy that surrounded it.
Let me tell you something.
And the level of stupid.
Commercials, the point of commercials is to elicit a reaction so that you associate, is to elicit an impact, a reaction, so that the product in the commercial is in your mind. You're speaking about it. You are thinking about it. Even if it's because you're so offended that this baby loves Doritos that much, which, by the way, true American. This baby, I don't really know what the argument aside, It's to create a reaction. That's the whole point of commercials. The Heinz thing is cute. The Heinz thing is very nice and fluffy and whatever. But I forgot it 2 seconds after I watched it. I didn't even watch your thing. I don't feel bad at all, right? But there's a discussion going on in this country. There is a conversation that is happening between groups of people, and it is causing impact on the country. And that's the point of a commercial, is to cause impact, is to create thinking about the product for the company so that people will see, oh, that's the thing. I'm going to buy that.
But Super Bowl commercials are mostly just for the laughs, you know? Aren't they supposed
to be
fun?
That's not what any commercial is for.
Here's my rebuttal.
But it's the Super Bowl
that.
Commercials, you know? They're
that.
Supposed to be fun.
Can I do his first, please? Okay. I'm going to forget.
Yeah, let's hear from... I want to hear about T-Mobile, all
no,
right?
But I want to...
Wait,
no,
well,
I want to talk about the...
legit that I need to
unless
say.
And I have a legit thing that he needs to say.
All right.
Super Bowl commercials this year cost about $5 million just to air. You think there's a company that's going to just air something, going to pay $5 million. $5 million just to air it. That's not production cost. That's not hiring expensive actors like Steve Harvey. That's not paying the people who have to edit and direct and anything else the film. That's not paying somebody to come up with the idea for the film.
Well,
not the film. I'm not the film. I'm sorry, the commercials. I keep saying film. $5 million alone. That's easily for just to air for a 30-second commercial. Another 1 to 1.5 million easy for the rest of it. That's $6.5 million. You think companies are just spending $6.5 million on something to laugh about? They're trying to create a reaction.
Well, a funny commercial can always lead to good business. The funny commercials are the ones that stand out and the ones that, you know, people remember in their minds. And with that if it's the funniest commercial, if it's the best commercial, that's good for business.
Okay, let me make an argument.
Okay.
When you were saying that it was Doritos was making an impact and, like, mm-hmm. getting this conversation out there, do you think they were actually trying to get people to start talking about abortion?
No, I don't think they were trying to, but I think that they did, and that's what makes the commercial good.
It was not an intended result, is the thing. That's not what they were
going for.
I don't
think intention matters in this conversation. I think actual reality matters.
But there's also a thing called brand identity.
Okay.
Like, you can really get me going on this. This is part of what my senior seminar is
about.
So I know a lot about this stuff right now.
Hey, I'm taking a media literacy class. I know just as much
Okay, sure.
So
that's
legit.
Like the guy who takes a Psych 101 major and is like, I'm a psychiatrist now.
No, but...
pretty much.
But there's a thing called brand identity where it says, like, there is a correlation between emotion and the success of a brand. Like, the emotion that an ad makes someone... that an ad triggers in someone. So, So usually an established brand can get away with some
established brand like Doritos.
Sadder, darker commercials.
Like Doritos.
Less established. Let me finish. Less established brands generally do better with comedic type things. But you have to think about the emotion that people are going to relate to these ads. Something like abortion.
Okay.
Or just in general, the horrific idea of having a child, which, by the way, is fully developed, so it was not abortion at all.
No, he's like 8 and a half months pregnant at that point.
And a half.
Why are they doing the old... Probably just to check up on the baby,
They even
right?
said it was going to come at any moment anyway.
Yeah,
so.
But just the horrific idea of having a fully developed child shoot out of you at like supersonic speeds.
That's
the fact that she was screaming about it, you know.
Yeah, that's not a happy feeling. That's not something I'm like, oh yeah, I can relate to that. That makes me want Doritos.
At the same
time,
Doritos is not attempting to advertise to females though.
But that doesn't make me want Doritos still.
Not really.
But it makes
So if it's not advertising to me, is it just excluding women in general? Because that's sexist.
I mean,
and I want to bring something up about the Heinz
maybe
commercial.
A little bit. But
Doritos is sexist.
All right, hold on.
I want to bring something up about the Heinz commercial.
Have a specific market.
Just something quick.
Let's switch gears here. What you got,
switch
Andy?
Gears. What? No,
we got to move this thing along.
We got to
move this thing along. Andy, I need more from you.
All I'm saying is, with the Heinz commercial, It has dogs, and most, and if you look at the Super Bowl commercials, at least with its history, there's a lot of dogs and there's a lot of babies.
That is true.
There's a lot of dogs and there's a lot of babies, and it just seems like every year they're running out of originality. With Steve Harvey, to be honest,
you're right. Because nobody that's really ever original. Uses celebrities. In this, their
the celebrity
Super Bowl
is not the point. No, I mean, there's always celebrities, but it's the fact that this is it's an original and fresh sketch. To be honest, the fact that it came out as a surprise is what
it's not
I
an
think
original sketch. It's based on a separate sketch. You're basically copy pasting and changing what it says.
But it's it's capitalizing on a good event. I mean, with the
so
Steve,
it's not original.
With the Miss Universe incident. Okay, so maybe it's not as original as you think. But with the fact that they were able to capitalize it on the Miss Universe incident. Scandal, whatever you want to call it. The fact that they were able to capitalize on it and take pot shots at Verizon is something that I find to be really funny, really clever, and okay, to a point, original. That's what our Super Bowl commercials are supposed to be.
Well, okay, here's my thing, is my commercial is cute and funny and lighthearted.
Forgettable.
And I disagree, but... I have a very, very strong love for dogs. So when I see cute dogs in commercials being funny and just it's a simple plot that is easy to follow, and yours is funny and it's got the celebrity cameo, but it's topical, which can be a good and bad thing. Topical because it's really funny right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good when... You know, 20 years down the line, someone looks back at this commercial and is like, I don't get it.
Well,
because
you know,
they weren't there. It didn't happen. And even if they saw, like, the scandal happen on YouTube, like, 5 years down the line, and they
had... But a YouTube video can be on there forever, you know?
Yes, but even if they saw it later, they weren't there with it, like, happening in real time. I was not watching the Miss Universe stuff, but I was following the scandal on Twitter... on news, just across social media, so it had a big impact at that time.
But even if you didn't see the Miss Universe, you still heard about it because everyone was talking about it.
Right, but, you know, 10 years down the line when...
Oh, you want to talk about impact?
Well, 10 years down the line when someone sees that commercial, when they're analyzing it for, like, an advertising class or something, then they're not going to get the full impact of it. Because they were not around when it happened. Like, if it was a child or something. I don't know why a child would be taking an advertising
Thank you, Lindsay.
Class,
Thank you, Lindsay. Sorry. All right. Real quick, anything else on T-Mobile? Anybody? No? Okay. Well, I have to make a decision now. And here is what I have.
Ow. Nice.
That hurt?
No, I just like saying ow, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
All right, I'm sorry, Andy. It's between Lindsay and Brad for sure. They were ridiculous.
Quick,
I thought you were gonna get up out of your chair.
I just wanted to lay down the big points. That's all I needed. You know,
yeah.
Maybe I don't have to talk on and on and on. Yeah.
Quick thing
good.
Before you announce it.
What?
All the commercials are great.
They are.
Absolutely wonderful.
And I need
wonderful.
To come up with a decision quick because there's going to be speed round right after this.
I think we were just kind of debating for the sake of debating.
Exactly.
All right. So, here's the thing for me. I mean, it shouldn't be for me, but this is what it is.
This is what it is.
They're both hilarious. I have to give it a little bit of, like, there has to be a little bit of understanding that the Doritos one was a little messed up.
Oh, yeah. No,
Intentional, otherwise.
Yes.
And
hence the,
it was disturbing, yeah.
And
I thought.
Lindsay brought up a really good, interesting bit about, all the apparent outrage that I didn't hear about.
It's so dumb.
Apparently it's really dumb. So, honestly, I mean, I could go on about the explanation, but let's give it to Lindsay for round one.
Ah,
all right.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Speed round.
Well, made the right choice.
That actually ruins my choice for the second round, though.
Really?
That was my choice for the second round.
What, the puppy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speed round here.
Yeah, it was.
We're going to go in the opposite order to make it fair.
Wait, so what am I now? Am I still second?
Yeah, you're still
Woo!
Second.
Woo!
second. All right. Silver medal.
So it's just, we're flipped. Okay.
Opposite.
Me and Lindsay.
Yep.
You didn't tell me I had to come up with.
We're doing.
You didn't say it was going to be opposite, though. Because,
well, I just did.
I got to think of a.
All right.
Wait, you don't have one?
No, I have one, but probably going to take mine. Okay. So I've got to come up with another one.
Andy, who's, all right. What was the worst commercial?
I don't even want to say it. I'm going to call it the big PMB, the puppy baby monkey.
No.
You took it.
I like that one.
Seriously?
It's gross, but kind of. No,
puppy
right,
monkey
no, I can't even.
Baby
Brad, you have a worse commercial.
Crap.
I don't. I don't have a worse commercial than that.
If you
I
guys,
don't.
Yes.
You guys have 45 seconds to come up with one, or Andy's going to win.
All right.
I will legitimately just give that to him, because I cannot argue against that commercial.
Can we still talk about how bad it is?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
I am forfeiting my right to give a vote.
Okay, Andy won. Let's talk about it.
All right.
It is messed up.
What? What is going on? You cannot just take three things and put them together and have it say its name. I realize like there's a Pokemon theory.
Right,
but
the
you cannot just like put things together, have it say its name, and run around and do things.
Is Mountain Dew high? Is Mountain Dew high when they make their commercials?
What is the third thing in Kickstarter?
They definitely smoke.
This isn't the first
Dew,
time.
They're energy
old,
drink.
Their
and
old
they
ones,
definitely smoke.
Like, their Kickstarter commercials have historically been weird as, you know, they've been weird anyway. But this is a whole new level of weird.
Yeah. I can understand trying to be weird to like make it funny or popular or like
or have an impact.
Or like make it a meme. Don't even. Or like make it a meme. But there is a thin line between weird and just really freaking creepy.
And
that,
scary.
That like jumped the line.
Nightmares.
That like,
seriously.
That
line is like 60 miles back.
They took potentially three cute things,
cute things
and they put it all together and they just made it weird.
And also just the weird chanting.
I know.
Like,
that's all
it
is. Give it like
no,
yes, I want a Kickstarter.
It is like, a song stuck. It's like a song stuck in your head for me. Like every time, every day, I'm like, I think of it. I'm like, dang it.
Like yeah, I want to kickstart from that thing.
That's stuck in your head. People are talking about it. Is it?
But I don't
want to
buy it. I do not want to
buy
it. It's so bad.
Like yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna take a Mountain Dew from that thing.
I have a question. It was. Advertising Kickstart, yes? Yes,
I don't
it was
know.
Kickstart.
It was
which
Mountain
is,
Dew.
Which
it was
is
Mountain Dew
yeah,
Kickstart.
But no, it's Mountain Dew Kickstart, which is Mountain Dew's energy drink. So it says, like, we mixed three things together, like a puppy monkey baby, to be awesome. What was the third thing in Kickstart? It's like energy drink and Mountain Dew.
And
what's the third thing?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
Is it like maybe the flavor?
They're saying the commercial. I don't remember what they were.
I was just too distracted by the puppy monkey baby.
And you're a media production major. Can you tell me the effects of a commercial that I don't even remember what was being advertised?
Yes, that just means it's a really bad commercial.
Ooh.
I wasn't going to curse.
Yeah, watch your mouth there, man.
We're not allowed to do that.
Flippin' is what she was going to say. Frackin'.
I was close to saying that.
We're basically done now, but one real quick highlight. Out of all the commercials in the Super Bowl, movie categories are their own thing. Well, out of all the commercials, what really takes the cake for me is the one commercial that I saw where I actually want to buy the product.
What you got?
And that's Death Wish Coffee.
I don't remember Death Wish Coffee.
What? Explain.
I remember
explain.
That.
Like, all right, what it is it was just an ad. They won an ad contest. A small coffee company won an ad contest, got their commercial in the Super Bowl. And I just thought it was really amusing, and it sounds awesome, so I want to buy it because
I
love coffee.
I don't think I saw that one because I was watching YouTube while they were playing sports. I miss
what
the commercials.
All it is these Vikings are like on a rowboat, and the one guy's like making this epic speech.
Yeah,
and it's like, tonight we drink in Valhalla, and it goes to the guy sipping coffee, and it's like Death Wish.
It's funny. No, I haven't seen
just
that
watch
one.
It. It's true. All right, that is our double round of Cinema Central.
Cinema Central does not receive ad revenue from anything.
We do not. This is totally free because we're poor. Yeah.
Give us money.
No, don't give us
don't
money.
Don't
give us money.
We can't do that. But thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week. The questions will be getting better and better as we go along. So thanks for tuning in. Ed will be back next week. This was Cinema Wars.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Woo. See ya.
The battle is done. But the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.